If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, PGA Tour may have a real problem, a real issue, if Brooks Koepka from the LIV Tour can win this thing. And speaking of problems, I think Boston, you got a problem, and their name is Miami. And L.A., you definitely got a problem, and their name is the Denver Nuggets. And holy cow, that's 3-0 there. We got 2-0 in the other one. Baseball in full throttle. We had a boxing fight last night. Man, oh, man, sports are rocking. Oh, and I forgot to mention this. Are you kidding me? The NHL playoffs have been absolutely ridiculous. The first couple games in that Panthers-Carolina series, both going to overtime. Vegas gets it done game one. Are you kidding me right now, Mike Wilson? Is the sports world rocking and rolling or what at this moment in time, my friend?
It is rocking and rolling. Let's not forget about a PGA championship on the PGA Tour. Another major, Brooks Koepka. Is he going to be able to keep it together today, unlike he did at the Masters?
I don't know if you heard the opening, man. I said the PGA Tour may have a problem because Brooks Koepka may win this thing from the LIV Tour. Anyways, we're getting started on the other side of Professor of Sports John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you. That's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, it is that time. We're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, which, by the way, he's 12, John Poulter, on Twitter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You and I, obviously, we text all the time throughout the week where we're discussing what we're seeing on baseball fields or hockey ice arenas and that sort of thing. And obviously lately the conversation has been more about hockey than baseball because we got time on that one, but I'm shooting you messages, you know, at like what I think is a normal time at night, and you're not going to get them till the next morning because it's like midnight or 1 or 2 a.m. for you, and it's insanity. But you know what, I freaking love it, and this is my time, so I'm enjoying it. I if you can believe it, I tried to stay awake for that 4 overtime game. I really did. But I have to admit, I kept falling in and out of sleep a little bit because that was even late for the guys on the West Coast. But it's got to be tough for you, John. Like, you can't even watch these games. What? How does that work?
Well, it gets very tough after a while. You sort of have to discipline yourself that when the time gets to the point where you don't think you're going to be able to hang in there for another period, you just kind of shut the TV off and you call it a night, and you go to your iPad or your computer first thing in the morning and see what happened and try and recount it. The game, the long game, the 4 overtime game, or the almost 4 overtime game, with Carolina and Florida. I hung in there until there was about 6 minutes left in the second overtime, and didn't look like it was going to be resolved very quickly, so I kind of decided that enough was enough, and I'd wait till the following morning. Woke up the following morning and saw that they were about 14 or 15 seconds short of playing four complete overtime periods. Got to be awfully tiring on these guys at this time of year, and especially in a climate like Carolina. You got to give these guys credit for being in shape to be able to do that and then come back and play another great game two nights later.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really didn't think that the quality dropped off all that much, I'll be honest with you. I mean, different game, right? Because there weren't as many goals being scored, but very high intensity. Obviously, a 2-1 game, man, like that's a pretty awesome game when you think about it. And like something that we talked about like last week when I said to you, when does it start slowing down? When do teams not score 4 or 5 goals a night? And I think what we've seen from the first, you know, couple games at least, you know, the turnaround from the first game to the second game there where it was 2-1, you know, you have the first game where they're playing and it's 3-2, which again, I think that's pretty normal when you're talking playoff hockey, at least to me. And then you have the 2-1 game that we talked about, right? And then you have the game with the Panthers, with the Vegas Knights and the Stars, that's 4-3. So sooner or later, I think that'll come down to earth a little bit more too, John. Maybe it happens later on today. I don't know. But I do think that we're seeing a little bit of a change where goals aren't going to come so easily, and all of a sudden it's going to be nip and tuck and grind it out type hockey.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, and I think that was sort of the conclusion we came to, Andy. And it's a 2-point factor in my opinion. First of all, you know, it's the old story: buckle down on defense, because we all know that defense wins championships. But let's not also lose sight of the fact that as we move on in each round, the opposition gets tougher, therefore it gets harder to score those goals. So I think it's a 2-factor equation here, but it has slowed down. And what I found has really been interesting, and obviously with 3 overtime games, we've had 3 one-goal games, so they've been all very close games, and obviously could have all gone either way. But what's really interesting is of the 3 games, we've had one that lasted a few seconds short of 4 overtimes, the other 2 didn't make it to the end of the second minute of the first overtime. So talk about a chalk and cheese type situation, a day and night situation, I guess is probably a better comparison. You know, overtime can be exciting whether it's over quickly or whether it lasts for a complete game.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, John. Couple of questions for you. One, you know, the Golden Knights, fantastic hockey team, absolutely fantastic hockey team. That first game, does that team have, did that kind of help them win that game, and is their depth going to carry them onto the cup? And then two, in reference, you sent me an email about Tempe turning down the Coyotes. I think that's the nail in the coffin. I don't think this city is a hockey town at all. I think the Connecticut governor's trying to get them to kind of go out there. But I just want your thoughts on Tempe turning down the Coyotes. Not that it wasn't expected. I don't expect much out of these sports fans in the Valley. But just your thoughts.
Well, dealing with the Vegas situation first, I think there's 2 keys here, Mike. First one is Mark Stone, after being hurt for most of the season, has really picked that team up on his back and is really being a true leader. And I think that's helping them. I think the other thing that helped Vegas in that first game was that they were just that little bit fresher, because they had put out Edmonton on Saturday night in 6 games, whereas Dallas needed a game 7 on Monday night to put themselves into that round. So Seattle gave Dallas everything they could ask for. We talked about that last week, and quite frankly, even that was a game that could have gone either way. If Seattle had have gotten their goal a little bit earlier and it had been 2-1 rather than 2-0 going into the last minute, I think that could have been an even more exciting 7th game than it was. So I think there's 2 factors there. Talking about the Arizona Coyotes situation, as you guys know, I thought for many, many years that that franchise was deemed possibly to be movable. I know the NHL has, specifically Gary Bettman, has tried very hard to keep that team in the greater Phoenix area. They've done all they can do, but quite frankly, I think it's time to say, okay, guys, this gig is over. We've tried everything we can. I have not been in, I don't know what the name of the arena is now, but it used to be America West Arena where the Suns play. I haven't been in there in many years, so I would have to assume it hasn't changed. But when the Coyotes first moved to Phoenix and were playing there, if you were in one of the end zone seats, you couldn't see the play below you behind the net. So clearly some renovations would have to be made to that place if that looked like it was going to be a possible venue. I've said for years that team is on the move. I've said for years I think that team is on the move to Houston. I don't think Houston's the only possible destination, but it's certainly one of the keys. They're talking about other cities. The pipe dream that I really hope for is Quebec City, but that would cause some realignment between the East and West conferences, and I don't think the NHL wants to do that. They've looked at Kansas City. They're looking at Oklahoma City, which was kind of one that surprised me a little bit because, with all due respect to Oklahoma City, I don't think of it as a big-time city, and I think it might be one of those cities that supports one professional team extremely well, but I think trying to spread it out over two might be a bit of a stretch. I still think Houston is probably the place that they will end up, and Houston geographically is in the right place for the division that they play in, the Central Time Zone. So I saw a comment the other day from Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley that they will definitely play another season at that college rink in Phoenix or Tempe. I really don't see that happening. I think that's just a question of calming the waters for a little while. I really think you'll see the Coyotes in another city come October when the NHL puck is dropped for the first time next year.
I think both you guys are dead wrong, I'll be honest with you. I think the Coyotes are staying here in Phoenix, Arizona, guys, because quite frankly, the NHL wants them here. They've been trying for years to get arenas. They keep having problems, but ultimately, Gary Bettman and the NHL want hockey in the desert for whatever reason. I don't think they're going anywhere, guys. We got to take a break, though. We'll come back. We'll have maybe a little bit more to talk about with this, and then obviously we got to talk a little Major League Baseball. Keep it close. John Poulter, Professor of Sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey everybody, welcome back, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, so quite naturally, we do talk hockey. In case you missed it, we just did that. We are going to talk Major League Baseball, but again, I do just want to make that point, is I believe for a long time I kept questioning why in the hell is hockey in the desert? And they need to get rid of it. Something tells me, guys, they ain't getting rid of it here in Phoenix, Arizona. And they're going to find a new home. They got that deal turned down in Tempe, which, quite frankly, I got news for you. It doesn't make sense, okay? Because they're going to bring money into your city, and people are going to go see it a little bit more easily there than they would out in Glendale in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it's nice out in that area, don't get me wrong, but it's a long ways away from where I live and a lot further away from where Mike lives. And to be honest with you, Mike, you could probably make it to Tempe. But are you going to make it to Glendale? Oh, hell no. That's an hour and a half drive for you, my friend. Look, the bottom line is I used to be on the same page with you guys, at least with the thought process, like why the hell do they have hockey in the desert? It's become pretty clear to me that they're going to be super-duper stubborn about this, and whether we think it makes sense or not, they're going to stick with it, and they're going to keep trying to make it work here because it hasn't worked for a long time, but they haven't quit trying either. So I'm at the point of saying I just think they want hockey in Phoenix, Arizona at this point for whatever reason, and they ain't going to get rid of it. Do you have anything to add or rebuttal on that with me, John?
Well, they've been stubborn. I mean, we've known that for 20 years.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, the Coyotes have never drawn well. And the question is, have they not drawn well because of the hockey market being less than it is in Chicago, Detroit, Boston, Philadelphia at all? Have they not drawn well because the residents of Phoenix that are hockey fans have allegiances elsewhere? I mean, there's people from Detroit and from Chicago that have moved to Phoenix, and they continue to be Red Wing fans and Blackhawk fans, much the same as their Cub fans and Tiger fans. Is it because they haven't put a winning team on the ice? Is it because they don't have a good place to play? Maybe it's one or all of those, probably a combination of them, but I think when you add all of those factors up together, personally, I think it's time for the NHL to sit back and say, if we have a city that will support this team and we have an arena that is league quality that they can play in, I think it's time to try someplace else. Bettman, as you have pointed out, has been very stubborn in wanting a team in Phoenix. I can't believe anybody has made any money on that team down there. And at what point do you find ownership that is willing to spend some money on good management, good coaching, good players, and take their losses for X number of years while that team improves? It's a business. I'm not sure you'll find that owner. Maybe I'm wrong, but that would be my gut feel.
Yeah, it is bizarre, but for whatever reason, they have continued to push hockey in the desert, and I feel like they're too stubborn to let it go. Speaking of letting it go, let's let it go, and we will move on to Major League Baseball. Looking at your American League East, Tampa Bay still holding on, but man, oh man, Baltimore. What can we say about Baltimore? They are just playing incredibly well. They really turned things around, but there they are, the Yankees in third, and they are now, I believe, looking like 8 games over 500, so that's an improvement. Boston behind them at 6 games over, and then your Toronto Blue Jays in the back, in the cellar, but they're 4 games over 500, for crying out loud, and they'd be in the race in any other division than their own. So I have to say, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say, looking at the way things are, every single wild card team is coming out of the East this year. I just don't see, if you don't win your division, you ain't getting in. So Minnesota, you better win your division over the Tigers or whoever winds up being formidable there. And then the Rangers have the Astros have tightened that gap a little bit, John. So have they woken up a little bit?
Yes, they have. They've won 6 in a row. They're 9-1 in their last 10. And the Astros have had probably a little bit tougher schedule than the Texas Rangers. And, I think we talked about it last week, and I said that one of the key things here is going to be the return of Jose Altuve. He is now healthy again. How long is it going to take him to play himself into game shape? But, you know, there's a guy that's a difference maker, and I think you're going to see the Astros make a real charge over the next 25, 30 days. And a month from now, it would never surprise me at the end of June if we looked at those standings and saw the Astros in first place. As I say, 6 in a row, 9 out of their last 10, certainly starting to close that gap on Texas, who got off to a very good start. The Astros got off to a rough start. But I think we all know that the Astros are still a pretty good baseball team, and let's not count them out. You talked about the Blue Jays being in last place. The Blue Jays and the Twins were in opposite divisions. The Blue Jays would be in first place, and the Twins would be in last place in the American League East. So that just shows you what kind of a competitive division it is. And the Blue Jays have lost 3 games out of 4 to the Yankees this week. They've lost the first 2 games against the Baltimore Orioles in a weekend series. Not a very good week in terms of in a tight division playing other teams in your division, and you lose 5 out of 6. That's not good. But, it's still an early time of the year. I still think this is a good baseball team. They were in a very tight game yesterday. Manager John Schneider had a brain cramp. He made a second mound visit in an inning, had to take out his starter, Alek Manoah, who wasn't pitching too badly. He admitted afterwards that he messed up. Let's just hope that the team picks him up and comes out and plays a better game on Sunday. But it's not going to get any easier because the Tampa Bay Rays come to town on Monday for a series, and we all know how well they've been playing.
You know, John, we take a look at teams now. We're like 45 games in, give or take a game or two here or there. For each individual team, but Atlanta is showing why they're Atlanta. I mean, I think at the beginning of the year, we kind of took picks in terms of, who you thought was going to get the World Series. I take Atlanta. I just think that the talent that they got is great. But then, look, you look at the Central, you got Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Are we missing the boat a little bit on Pittsburgh? Are they for real? Are they going to fade back? What's going to happen there?
I think Pittsburgh has played very well. I think their full value for their record, and quite deserving to be in a tie with the Brewers for first place. But I just don't think that's a team that's going to last the whole season. We've seen the Cardinals start to pick it up in the last 10 days. Cardinals, I believe, are 7-3 in their last 10. They've beaten the Dodgers twice this week. They beat the Brewers twice this week. They're starting to play better baseball, and we all knew there was way too much talent on that Cardinal roster for them to be in last place for a long, long time. All of a sudden, they've cut that lead to 5 games. It's still 5 games that have to be made up, but 5 games at this time of year is not an insurmountable deficit. So I think the Cardinals have got to continue to play the way they played the last 10 days, but I think the Cardinals are still going to get themselves into that race. I still think at the end of the year we're going to be looking at the Brewers and the Cardinals being 1-2 or 2-1, whichever way you want to look at it. I just think that team is just way too strong to be sitting at the bottom. As I say, they beat the Dodgers twice this week. A little bit of controversy in the Saturday game when Mookie Betts took a third strike, which to me looked like a ball. That ended the game. It shouldn't have done. But, and talking about the Braves, Braves are a very good team, Mike. I looked this morning on the Major League Baseball website, and they ranked the front offices in Major League Baseball 1 through 30. The Braves came out number one. So that tells me that as well as a good team, they've got a good front office. That's a great combination for winning a pennant.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. You know, I think I have good vision, okay? And something I saw this week tells me something about the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think they're going anywhere. When you lose a game 18-1, you've got some serious issues. I mean, the Cardinals aren't very good right now. You know, you're talking about them starting to come around, which they are, 7-10 the last 10 games. 7 games under 500. But that is on the top of the division. I don't see that being something that is positive. I'm sorry. Oh, that's crazy to think this, that, or the other. I also thought the Milwaukee Bucks, who lost games by 40 and 41 during the regular season, that showed me they weren't winning a championship. There's certain things that tell me you have the ability to do something or you don't. I don't think you have the ability to do anything when you lose a game 18-1. And speaking of that, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that division is pretty sad. It's pretty bad. And why is it that both central divisions are lousy? Like, can you explain that to me? And then for one other, like, for real, why the hell is Minnesota and Detroit in the American League and we're in the National League? Like, again, there's certain things that don't necessarily make sense to me about baseball, John.
Well, it's never been a game that made 100% sense. I mean, we're talking now... Milwaukee was in the American League, went to the National. The Astros were in the National League, went to the American. I guess the NFL has done that to some extent with switching teams from conference to conference. But with this new balanced schedule they have now, the divisions really, and the leagues really don't mean all that much because you play every team at least once. So we're getting to almost an NFL-type schedule now.
Yep, we got to run.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, we got to talk about some golf, man. We haven't done it. We're almost 40 minutes through the show, or we are 40 minutes through the show, and PGA Championship is going on right behind me as we speak, and I know that you've been checking it out probably the same way I have, Mike. And one of the big stories, obviously, and there are some people that may not know, but one of the big stories would be Brooks Koepka getting this thing because he's on the LIV Tour, and that would cause all kinds of issues and problems. The other big story to me is this Michael Block, club pro.
Thank you.
Hanging with the real guys. Like, dude, it's unbelievable. And the guy walks around the course like he's been there before. They've had him on the microphone a few times, right? Seems like the moment's not too big for him. Today he's playing with Rory. Like, come on, man. The dude's living out his freaking dreams right here at this tournament. You know what's really crazy? I thought I heard yesterday. Let's just say somehow, some way, he can get a top four finish. Guess what? That gets him into the Masters, man. Like, there's just some really, really cool stuff that happens with golf. So, I don't know if you've been watching. I'm sure you have. But leaderboard with Koepka, Hovland, Connors, DeChambeau, and Rose. That's your top guys, and two of them are guys from the other tour. So it could cause some issues, Mike.
Absolutely could cause some issues. But you are exactly right with this Michael Block. I saw the video yesterday where he finds out that he's teaming with Rory today, and he's just like blown away, and you know, he can't believe it. And you know, he was asked, you know, what's the biggest check you ever got? And he, you know, he said $75,000. And the reporter goes, look, if you finish in the top, you know, you finish in the top 10, you're getting about $465,000. And you know, he was plugging his ears. He didn't want to think about it. He didn't want to hear it. So it's with this Michael Block, it's a breath of fresh air to kind of see this. And you're exactly right, Andy. He's walking around the course like he's been there before, like he's a major. He's just a veteran of this. He has confidence. He is. I've also said, and this is summarizing what he said, but he's like, yeah, I can hang with these guys. I can play with these guys. I'm not like over intimidated by anybody or anything like that. So we'll see how he does on the Sunday at a major golf tournament. But you know, Koepka wins, and you know, you're going to have all the talk all day is going to be if he's still in the lead and he doesn't fade like he did at the Masters. What does this mean for the PGA? What does this mean for the LIV Tour? All that kind of stuff, and the chaos that'll probably, a little bit of chaos that'll come with it. But it's certainly been an interesting PGA championship so far.
Yeah, I mean, weather has been an issue, right? Like, it's been really challenging conditions out there. Looks like today is a beautiful day. Guys that normally play well kind of struggled. You know, John Rambam, man, he's over. You got Xander, who's over. JT, Justin Thomas, a guy that's won this before. He was like, I don't know, man. I think I saw him at 11 over. So it just shows Steve. You. Yeah, well, there he is right now. Boom. Like I asked for JT and they show me JT. So boom, he's 11 over right now. As like I said, I'm watching it behind me as I'm doing the show today, which is out. You know, I love when we have sporting events happening, you know, while we're on the air. It's pretty cool because we can talk about it in real time. But in general, yeah, I think what we're seeing from this tournament in general, and Jordan Spieth, another guy that we're used to seeing, you know, being on top of leaderboards, he's plus four. No Tiger at this one, right? Like, so that brings something to the equation. Look, any week, anybody can win on the tour. I think that's what makes the PGA Tour so cool to me. Okay, like that's what does it for me. I think this Michael Block guy, if he goes out there, man, and just somehow, some way, can have another amazing day, I think that's inspirational, Mike. Like that shows you that you don't have to be one of the best in the world to go out there and compete. And that to me is like what makes golf so special. Okay, like you can have the dude that is 150 in the world go out there and play a golf course like he's the best player in the world. So,
right,
there's something about golf that is truly unique because you're never really playing against somebody else. Like, think about that for a moment. Yeah, you're going out there and you're in this group with these other guys, but ultimately it's really up to you and what you do with that club in your hand. So I think that golf is one of those sports there's a field that you're playing up against, but truly you're playing yourself. You know, it's a game that is just different. It's a fun watch, to be honest with you. And it's like, the more I watch golf, the more I appreciate how these guys are escape artists, how these guys can, you know, make something out of nothing, Mike. Like, there is something to having that ability to, when you force yourself into a really bad predicament and you can get yourself out of it. You know, every hole, it's straightforward. When you really think about it, like, let's look at this at a completely different level, man. Like, it is forward, but that doesn't mean that you're going to go about it and have it work the way it's supposed to work. So I have a really, really good respect for what I see these guys do and an appreciation for what they can do with a little white ball and how they can manipulate that thing around a golf course. It is a real skill, man. It's a talent, bro.
No, it absolutely is a real talent. And, you know, you and I enjoy playing. And, you know, obviously we're not to the skill level that these guys are at. But when you talk about, you know, being an escape artist, you know, I always just look at it. They get themselves in predicaments that you and I can relate to. We're like, oh, we went off the cart path and we're behind a tree by like a couple of feet. How the heck are we going to get out of this? And they get out of it because they can make lemonade out of a lemon.
Yeah. No, like,
you know,
like
on instance, the golf, on the golf course. Yeah.
Yeah. But for instance, like think about yesterday when Connors hits that ball right into the lip of the sand bunker, right? He hits it into the lip. You know, I was wondering, like, how does he get out of this first and foremost? And then what was really interesting to me is he actually, they didn't give him a penalty. Did you see that? He never got a penalty because the ball was obstructed, right? So like he couldn't actually swing at the ball. So he gets a drop right next to him. I know it didn't wind up helping him necessarily, like to the point of where he was going to save a par. But that could have been a real disaster, and it only wound up costing him one shot. So course management, that's something else, right? Adam Scott, a guy that's been playing pretty well lately, he's at plus four right now too, and good to see him playing relatively well. But course management, man, like it's so huge. And I think that's the one thing I've noticed a little different from the way that Michael Block plays versus some of the seasoned PGA Tour pros. The way they go about playing a hole, it can be a little bit different, my friend. You know, like he's using maybe a wood when a different guy's using an iron, right? So maybe he doesn't have the length that these guys have, but the ability to get around a golf course and do it in the fashion that he can do it, it's impressive, man. He's hanging with these guys, bro. It's pretty cool to watch. That's what I'm saying, man. Like if you're not excited about who's in the top right now, be excited about the fact that this Michael Block guy may have an opportunity to get himself to the Masters. And you know what? Maybe he gets into more tournaments after this, Mike. Like come on, man. The guy's going to make pretty close to like $500,000 today. What a life-changing day. Think about that. What a life-changing day. Pretty cool.
And it could be something, a start of something for him. And, you know, when we take a look at the Rory McIlroy of the world, the Brooks, the Brooks Koepka, the Tiger Woods, you know, we've seen these guys for 20 years. Like, and we've seen them do what they do for a long time, and we've become accustomed to expecting that out of players like that. And now we have somebody who, you know, he's been playing this game all his life. He's struggled to a certain point to get his name out there to win tournaments and all that kind of stuff. And now he's on the precipice of really changing the playing field for himself. In terms of being able to qualify for the Masters or another PGA or getting an exempt status with his PGA playing card for winning something like this. And so it's, you use the word inspirational. I think that's the perfect word for this, because that'll show these other guys that are, you know, they haven't put their game completely together yet, and that they can achieve great things that they just keep their head down and just kind of keep at it and keep working on their game. So Block's going to inspire a lot of guys that are just like him with his performance today. If he can keep it together and finish top 10, top five, or, you know, who knows what can happen on, you know, if it's a nice day out there, it's anybody's ball game. Because, you know, the leaderboard is not separated by a huge amount of strokes right now. So, you know, I kind of think the PGA is up for grabs today.
I agree. I'm wondering, you know, I don't know if you saw the interview with Brooks and Amanda after his round, where he obviously had a very stellar round, probably the low round of the day, I believe. I think it was 4 under or something like that, whatever it was. He said something in the interview that I found interesting when he mentioned that whatever he did at the Masters, he ain't going to do that again. I'm assuming like he went out and partied, bro. I don't know. I'm going to like try to make my own. I'm going to choose my own adventure here. I feel like he went out and he partied like Saturday night, and all of a sudden, you know, Sunday came up and it hit him in the face. Like, I'm not kidding, man. Something happened. And therefore, he said, I ain't doing whatever I did. I think he went to bed early last night. That's what I'm trying to say. Speaking of going to bed, we got to take a break, man. We got to wrap up hour number one. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would definitely be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me at Dorfon Sports, Facebook Dorfon Sports, IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Mike, I don't know if I told you or not. So I'm going to tell you now, we are going to have a guest, hour number two, my good friend Justin McKinney. He's an actor, he's a comedian, he's a producer, he's a writer. Met this guy so long ago now, I can't even remember, but he and John DiResta were hanging out with me one late night in studio back in the day when I was coming up in this game of sports radio, when I was doing my 10 to midnight time slot here in Phoenix, Arizona on ESPN radio back in the day. He and John DiResta came in, man. We chopped it up. We had so much fun. And I think that that was the start of how I said, you know what? I love having comedians come into the studio and talk to me about life, sports, and whatever else. So you're going to get to experience my good buddy, Justin McKinney, in hour number two, okay? So, actor, comedian, writer, producer, look him up really quick, okay? Look him up. By the way, he's funny as all hell, okay? So, and a big Boston guy. So, you guys are going to have some fun. You're going to have some fun with this guy. He's a Patriot guy. He's a Boston Celtic guy. So, get ready for Justin McKinney, okay?
Hey, look, I'm excited to talk about stand-up comedians, man. I love my stand-up comedian, so this is really good, especially if he's a Celtic fan. Hallelujah. There we go. We can commiserate together today.
Yeah, He's been watching the stuff he told me, so I'm excited to kind of hear what Justin has to say about it. But we'll get kind of his skinny on what's going on in his life and everything as well. So hour number one seems to be in the books, people. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here from Dorf on Sports. Weekend edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.